The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to Luke in the 11th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today I'm speaking on the theme, only the Holy Spirit can direct our lives into the pathways of life. Only the Holy Spirit can direct our lives into the pathways of life. St. Paul wrote, because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of the Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. If we had gathered for worship on Thursday, May 6th, we would have celebrated the Feast of the Ascension. This festival reminds us that Jesus, the resurrected Lord, formally left his disciples by ascending into the clouds above a hill on the Mount of Olives. Before he left them, he said, "See, I am sending upon you what my Father promised, so stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." Then the disciples went down the Mount of Olives, across the Kidron Valley, and into Jerusalem. They were recalling all the words Jesus had said and all he had done during the previous 3 years, and they were joyful. They went back to the upper room and waited. For 50 days, disciples locked themselves in the upper room. They huddled together because they were afraid the Jewish authorities might find them and arrest them as they did with Jesus. They only left the room to go to the temple for prayer. You can just imagine what those 50 days were like. The disciples remembered Jesus with great joy, but they didn't know what was next for them. What did Jesus mean by the phrase, being clothed with power from on high? They were completely in the dark because the future was not planned out for them. Darkness is often associated with fear, confusion, doubt. Darkness can give rise to thoughts and behavior that are ungodly. Some may have suggested they go back to the Galilee and rejoin their families and friends in the fishing industry. That was a familiar place to be. It sounds a little like the darkness of COVID-19. It was a fearful time, full of uncertainty, sadness, and grief. And after 426 days of closure and restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we too struggle to discern what the future will look like. Will we ever get back to church as we once knew it? And what about those members who have disconnected from our congregations? Will the congregations embrace new forms and ways of doing our ministry? How will we recover from the financial losses of this period of isolation? What do we do with seeds? We push them down into the dark soil, and eventually that seed sprouts and pushes up through the dark soil, and that sprout brings new life and new hope in the garden, in our gardens, and around along the road. I take delight in the bank of lily plants that began again to appear along the wall in front of my building. Do we not wrestle with our doubt? Did we not wrestle with our doubts during those 426 days? Are we now beginning to push through the dark night of our soul to a new and hopeful day? Now we are beginning to emerge out of the darkness of 2020 to embrace the possibility of a renewed life. This is the Feast of Pentecost. It is a celebration of the Holy Spirit, a celebration of the God who nurtures us and inspires or breathes life into us every day. And this is old news. The Holy Spirit has been active in the world since creation. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while God's Spirit swept over the face of the waters. And further into the story, we read, "Then God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living human being." In the same way, Ezekiel prophesied to the four winds amid the dead corpses in the field. And the breath or wind of God gave life to those dead corpses, and they stood up. Were these outpourings of the Spirit only for creation and for the dead corpses of Israel? By no means. Just as Jesus promised that the disciples would be clothed with power from on high, so we have been clothed with that same gift and that same inspiration from the Holy Spirit. Paul reminded the Galatians in chapter 3 that they were present in Jerusalem on Pentecost Day when the Holy Spirit was first given. Therefore, it was critical that the Galatians continue in the spirit of Pentecost. Paul writes, "You were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgences, but through love become slaves to one another." This is the mission that we share as mature Christians. To make this even clearer, Paul lists the fruits of the Spirit: love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the qualities that the Holy Spirit seeks to perfect in each one of us. It takes willingness on our part, concentration, and faith in the guidelines God has outlined for us. Paul pleads with the Galatians and to us, be guided by the Spirit. Do not become conceited, competing against one another or envying one another. Sometimes the church calls Pentecost the birthday of the church. It is our spiritual birthday as well. At our baptism, we were anointed with the Holy Spirit, marked with the cross of Christ, and sealed by the Holy Spirit forever. Alleluia. This is reason enough for celebration. Holy Spirit, always be our guide. Holy Spirit, heal our divisions. Holy Spirit, breathe new life into our individual life of faith. Holy Spirit, inspire us as we work together in our individual congregations as the Pittsburgh Lutheran United Ministries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let everyone say amen.